keeping up to date with Beady the Wonder Horse, Dudley, Lola, Angel, Buster, Tarka, Misty, Jess, Fizzburn, and other animals on their tour of the countryside, it's Minty Steed on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
Quite right, too. Okay, Minty, this whole list of scenarios, let's talk about the shows first, because despite the fact that the weather was somewhat inclement over the weekend, and you were leaving messages on answer phones saying, it hasn't been cancelled, we're still going ahead, it's working through that, you're still thriving.
We are indeed, and if it is possible to shrink through rain, I suppose we've all shrunk rather a lot, but I don't believe it is possible, so we've survived intact. It really has been a wet weekend, to say the least. But they were desperately worried about Bilsdale when it first started because everyone thought it would be raining so much there, there was no point in coming. All the competitors, all the exhibitors, trade stands and everything were there, and there was barely a visitor to the show at first. But thankfully, a little later on, people started to come and realised it was still being held and it was up and running, and including the whole family from France who were staying in the area, and they enjoyed it very much, including the terrier racing.
Splendid. So how have the Midweek Drive and indeed Southside Broadcasting Terriers been coping? Were they entered or did they just take time out?
Oh, yes. No. Kirby Lad and Kirby Lass, the young entries, they continued on their winning ways, including winning again in pairs class, winning puppies, pairs, puppy singles, and puppies young entry and reserve champion puppy, beaten only by an older one that won the up to a year old one. So they're doing very well indeed. They've been beating Alsatian pups, Labradors, all kinds of things, which is rare for terriers to take on all the other breeds, and they're doing it. Toffee and Tarka are enjoying their racing perhaps a little too much because in the second heat, Toffee set off and he was slightly slower out of the trap to the next one, and I'm afraid he was sent off and some of the dismissed off the racetrack, but back to the bottom of the one that was ahead of him.
So is that the terrier racing equivalent of a false start then? Just one go and you're disqualified?
Definitely, yeah, absolutely, you know, and as the other terriers weren't prepared to come back, an idea was to get the one ahead of him up the way he bit his bottom. Didn't draw blood or anything, but they did do a repeat run and Toffee had to wear a muzzle.
Oh. Oh, well, there's always a tension that's actually there. That's the important thing.
It was the excitement of the, you know, the chase, you see. You know, he was overcome by it, a little overwhelmed by it. And he's a novice, you know, at this game. So, of course, no one told him that you can't do that.
Now, as we revealed on the Midweek Dive last night, of course, a very historic moment taking place on the 21st of December. Well, 20th, 21st of December, because the first time in over 10 years we're going to do another marathon. We're going to do a broadcast-a-thon to actually celebrate the end of the Mayan calendar. It could, Minty, be the last ever show of the entire universe, but we're going to keep you positive about this because, as well as calendars, we've got a Beagle's Candle Calendars charity, a charity that's being set up with the Ampleforth Beagles, which a certain Bob Gibson is putting together.
That's correct. And Lucy, you know, she sent you all the photos of the Grace Lane show and the dog's tea party. She took loads and loads of photos of the area that the Ampleforth Terriers, you know, go over. And they've made a beautiful calendar out of it. Also, Farndale itself have a charity calendar. And Lucy, again, triumphant with her photographs, provided everything for the Farndale calendar, including the most beautiful photo of the famous Farndale daffodils. And she's doing very well with this photographic aspect. And Bob Gibson. Now, Bob Gibson is known to all and everyone as the doyen of the North Yorkshire Terrier world, you see. And everyone wants to be in the ring with Bob Gibson in the hope someone beats him. And very few people do. But we have actually, with Kirby Lad and Kirby Lass, beaten him three times on the trot now. And, you know, yes, and he's been very sporting about it and shook hands each time. So, as well.
So I just felt the urge there, Minty, to actually sort of give the round of applause. Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. It does. And they're going to be a special charity event. It's all combining together for a special charity event for the St. Catherine's Hospice on September the 9th, which is at Yatts, Y-A-T-T-S, which is the North Yorkshire word for a gate, Yatts Farm, which is just between Pickering and Newton-upon-Rockley. And we hope that it's going to be a good event. And we're going to put on a special fun dog event, which will include, wait for this one, which we did see at Farmways, and we were very impressed by it. It is Cow Park, and your dog carry a sausage without eating it or dropping it.
Sounds gripping to me, Minty.
It is gripping indeed, you know. And we're looking for a sponsor to provide the sausages. Then we're up and running for it, you see. And at Farndale also, they had a special collection and they were selling books all about Yorkshire, and I purchased a couple of them that I thought would be interesting. And it's to help keep the Farndale Silver Band going, which I think is a worthy cause, because brass and silver bands have a tremendous history to them. And we do know that when we like to sing our hymns, which I know we do, there's still people who love hymns. There's nothing better for some of the really rousing hymns than a brass band to accompany it.
Quite right, very much so. Okay, in the studio now, just in time to find out about Dougie Bunn, the jumping rabbit, not to be confused with sausages. Jodie Orton, good morning, Jodie, how are you?
Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Minty. I'm very well, thank you.
It's interesting, yep. I was looking at our social networking site for Southside Broadcasting, which of course remains facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting. It's the Midweek Drive, Minute Morning Edition, and Midweek Drive's very own Siren FM website that's connected from that. And I noticed that 27 minutes ago, Jodie actually liked the latest photographic updates, which is spending so much time there, she couldn't quite get here in time, but you're here.
You know that my timekeeping skills are not one of my strong points, Alex. Well, I'm not going to, you know, I've learned that there's no point in denying it.
Fair enough, Ski.
Especially early mornings.
Well, it's midday now, basically. 9 minutes past eight, nine
it
minutes, 33 seconds.
It might be midday somewhere in the world.
Hey, dear me. but we've had the joy of, obviously, the sausage carrying. So how far can your dog carry a sausage without eating it, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. It was put on at the Farmways Ripley event, yep. And people were really interested to see how far. Lots of dogs, you know, did actually go quite a distance. We're going to add a
before
little
they ate the sausage.
Absolutely. We are going to add a little extra innovation here, that we're going to make a trip to Scarborough to get some of the flags as put into Sandcastle. And then the person leading their dog and dog carrying sausage will then put a little flag in at the point of which they're out of the competition, either through dropping it or eating it. So and then we've got something, a bit like a javelin.
Yeah, I was, thinking, is that kind of like marking the sand, really, is that the athletes take the thing forward?
Then you know, and you know that if you're not going to get that far, well, you'll just have to travel in hope and be a sporting loser, won't you?
It's the competition, that's the whole thing.
It is.
Taking part. Precisely.
And at Billsdale, it certainly had to be good hearted joining in, especially for the judge, because she entered into the spirit of it, and we had 2.5 hours at least of solid non-stop judging in not just rain, not just pouring rain, but the equivalent to enough to float Noah's Ark if we ever had one for a second time. And the poor woman was completely drenched in the first 3 minutes. She hoped she could have had her own raincoat from her car, but a very kind-hearted person shot off of theirs and covered her up in it and held an umbrella. But the raincoat was at least 3 sizes larger than the judge, and it all poured in, and it acted sort of as a humidifying aspect of that. She literally both was being drowned, externally drowned, and sort of steamed at the same time by the weight of this overlarge mac, which went down to the ground. And the poor woman, all her clothing was not only wet but completely stuck to her. But she continued on, and she never moaned, never, you know, stopped or anything. She was very nice about
it. Never give in, never surrender.
She didn't, no, and it made a whole difference. And at Billsdale, Lola, the Landseer, that's a black and white Newfoundland, people who don't know Landseer, she went out for her stroll before taking part in competitions and was sort of waylaid and said that we want to put our digital little man on top of Lola's head. And for those who watch on television, there's like a little digital sort of little models have made, haven't they? Large
it's the chap who basically says, are you set for digital?
That's
as indeed
it.
The dogs are saying
so
there.
It was put on top of Lola's head and she was filmed with it on her head, and we believe it's going out on Time Tees and all over the place to remind people.
Change over. Digital switch over.
Digital. Yes, so when you see a large, a very amiable-looking dog staring straight at you with a digital man on top of her head, that's Lola.
You're not hallucinating. That's the important
no,
thing. Because sometimes I just begin to wonder. I wander through the streets of Lincoln and Teesside and I think, oh, there's a dog with a little man on his head.
That's right.
The Land Rover Burley horse trials kick off tomorrow, in fact.
The reason the dogs are barking, especially the terriers, is the hunt is just going past.
Yes,
right
it's understandable. As we say, we'll be attending the Land Rover Burley horse trials tomorrow. We'll be speaking to Bridget Jennings in a few moments. Obviously, last night we were talking great excitement about the upcoming autumn flower show with some unseasonably large vegetables, but that pales into insignificance behind the pièce de résistance of your piece today, Minty. Dougie Bun, the jumping
Dougie
rabbit.
Bun, yes, absolutely. Just slightly before Dougie Bun, in the event at Farndale, which was rounding up geese, several of the geese took off, flew right round Farndale, landed on another farm and refused to come back. Now we go to Dougie Bun. Dougie Bun is a giant agouti. That is a very large rabbit with very floppy long ears, and he's a German lop rabbit too. Lou Bevin has verified he's definitely German, not French, as someone thought. And he has the ability to jump fences, which if he was a horse would be the equivalent to a 7-foot wall. And he is going this afternoon to the Farmway Small Animal Show and event at Thirsk, at their centre there at Thirsk. And he is going to do a jumping display. The reason he's named Dougie Bun is because we named him after the late Douglas Bun, who established Hickstead and the very famous Hickstead Derby, which is now used all over the world. And he did that in between being a QC.
Splendid. That sort of makes my day. And it's only 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, actually, 14 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. It's crazy time, Jax. If Nicola Clancy is heading off to wherever. Actually, I think she's taking time out. She's doing a late shift. We wish her well. Last two questions for Minty Steed, please, Jodie Orton.
Minty, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
As always.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again very soon?
Oh, yes, because there's all sorts coming on for the following week, including Chatsworth and Sandringham.